Welcome everyone, this is episode 55. For first time listeners, this is 35 and Up, a podcast for stories of interest for the modern adult. Allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts. My name is Earl.
My name is RJ.
And my name is I. At itong inyong pambansang After 30s podcast, we are
35 and up.
Tayo na naman. Hello. Happy Monday. Hello. Muli.
Yes, happy lunes. Sana happy ang yung Monday even though medyo mataas po ang cases natin last weekend.
Yes. Easter Monday pala.
Kakatapos lang ng Holy Week. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sana banal pa kayo after this.
Kung hindi naman, tanggap pa din namin kayo.
Ta-ta. Yes.
Kasi si RJ nga natanggap natin, diba?
Wow. Ako pa yung may sungay kasi sa group. Charot.
Hindi naman.
Ayan. So, diretso na tayo. This is the relationship series part 4.
4. Pang-apat ano na.
Hindi, pang ilan na ba to?
Boy, hindi na to 4.
Ay, hindi na ba?
Second to the last.
Yes, para sa second to the last.
Ayoko magbilang. Oo, ganyan.
Second to the last. And today's episode is about Totga. Ayan. Katapos lang natin makapag-break up, diba, last episode ng relationship. So today, Totga tayo. Diba, ayan. RJ?
Hear it!
Yes! So, ito ba yung phrase na palagi nyo narinig? The one that got away? Sabi nga ni Katy Perry.
Kantahin mo nga!
Wag na! May lumabas na hugot, charot. Pero, does it fill you with bittersweet longing? Parang bittersweet chocolate lang yan, di ba?
Gusto ko yun.
Did someone, ako de, di ba? Medyo masarap yun. Did someone's face just pop into your head? Was it your own? Because you have exes and the wives you refer to as that. So, lahat naman tayo, we know that people mean when they say this, di ba? Medyo alam naman natin to, di ba? But, have you ever really stopped to wonder, di ba? What does being the one that got away really means? Is it actually a thing? Or kanta lang ba talaga to ni Katy Perry na nag-hit, di ba, sa atin lahat? Or is it normal or healthy to continue carrying a torch for an ex that way?
Ayun, the one na nakawala. Anyway, if there's one thing I've learned in life, yes, it's that half of growing older and wiser isn't just learning about things that matter, but also unlearning the things that don't. Make sense, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Sometimes, yes, you really have to forget or unlearn things that don't matter for your own well-being. I couldn't help but wonder if the concept of the one that got away, air quotes, is actually a real thing or just a romantic notion we choose to hold on to. Is it something that matters? Earl.
That's right.
So my point ng fingers. Oh.
According to some experts,
sino yan?
The definition of the one that got away is pretty much how it sounds. It means that there was someone who, in hindsight, we regret not being with because we look back, we feel that they have been truly been the one for us that we might have want to we might want to have known better, and maybe even realize that they were potentially the one you might very well want to spend the rest of your life with.
Yun, alam mo si George ko yan, yung the one that got away. According to Urban Dictionary, a person who you were originally supposed to end up with, but due to a cause of fate or by consequences caused by you, the relationship failed, and as time goes by, you wonder what you and that person could have been, making them one that got away. Ayan. May mga ganyan kayo. Nung nabanggit nyo ba yung the one that got away or Totga, may pumasok sa isip nyo?
The man! Try!
Alam ko yan, RJ.
Huli ako, oh my God.
Siya ikaw na nga muna. Mamaya natin pag-usapan kung sino yun.
mamaya na natin sharing na yan sa dulo-dulo. Pero let's go muna doon sa concept of the one that got away. Mm-hmm. It's also rooted down in the hopeful fantasy. So parang puro mga what ifs yung mga ano, mga wordings
the
wise dito
of
eh.
Us. Mm.
Yes, maybe we knew someone socially but for reasons either party was able to pursue a real relationship. So our mind happily fills in the details of a wonderful romantic future with this person, or we were romantically involved with an individual but a misunderstanding occurred, you know, one thing led to another that never ever really get corrected. So this scenario allows to imagine a happy resolution or subsequently a happy relationship. So Zai would I will go through kung ano yung dapat nating ano may how to process this tong mga gang to. So we will start with Zai.
So yon. So when it's not healthy to hold on to that fantasy. So expert says that holding a torch for an ex isn't automatically unhealthy. It does have the potential to become a problem if it starts affecting your present and future relationships. Example, if you find yourself at a point later on in life and keep on letting great potential partners slip through your hands, this could be a sign that your judgment has been impacted in a way that you can't recognize a good thing when you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Dwelling upon the one that got away is unhealthy if it stops us from enjoying our present-day partnership or stops us from seeking partnerships. Tama naman, di ba? Kasi
totally
you should be living in the present moment, no? Hindi dapat wala nang move on, totally move on na tayo and wala nang mga ifs and buts. Di ba? So parang,
kung talagang sarado na yung
portal.
Pintuan.
Portal. Diba?
Avenger ka, girl.
Ibang portal.
Superhero.
Charot. So, yun.
And aside from that, you should also learn how to finally let go. If it's all a fantasy, the best thing to do is let go, diba?
Mm-mm.
So, well, here's the thing that we get, things get more complicated. In some cases, expert thinks it's probably completely fine to let the torch to let the torch stay lit.
Burn!
Yeah, the fire or the flame stay burning. Kasi, if it puts a smile on your face, then keep the indulgent memory. The only time this is a cause for concern is when it's negatively impacting your current and future relationships. In that case, sabi ng experts, make peace with the fact that this is a fantasy. The longing for a reality that never occurred is all in your head. If this line of thinking stops you from enjoying the love that you have right now, analyze its pieces. There's no way to know you would have had a happy outcome with this person. So, tingilin mo na yung paghimay-himay dyan sa fantasy mo kasi hindi yan makakatulong sa mental and emotional freedom mo.
Yes, acceptance.
So, let go natin. Especially kung, di ba, parang hindi naman siya nagbibigay sa'yo ng mga happy memories.
Yes, I totally agree with that na parang if it negatively impacts your life, even though if you're single right now or if you have somebody special in your life, anything that negatively impacts you, you have to let it go, di ba? Pero kung, if you recall those memories that made you smile naman, siguro. So, I think it's, you know, pag wala namang, hindi naman siya naapektuhan negatively yung relationships mo with your family and friends or with your special someone, I think you can keep those memory naman kasi, di ba? Kasi I think those happy memories made you who you are right now, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And let go of those yung mga bad naman, di ba?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, I know what you're thinking right now after listening to those, di ba? But what if they really are the one, di ba? Yung palagi naman yung mga what ifs, di ba? But maybe the timing wasn't right or who you could actually have a future. So, sabi ng mga expert is speak your truth naman din, di ba? So, you cannot deny naman din. Parang hindi mo siya pwede i-reject na i-reject kung bad siya, di ba? Or kahit may ma-happy and sad moments, you can't reject all of those kasi nangyari naman din talaga, di ba? So, if you want them, still want them in your life, you should absolutely let them know. Ito yung sinatawag na face the music, di ba? Face your emotions, kumbaga. And you should absolutely let them know. Even if it doesn't work out, you don't want to be on your deathbed looking back in your life and regretting that you didn't at least try to go for it. So, ito yung mga case of regrets, which is yun nga, very mahirap, di ba? So, for this one, I've seen people live and die with that regret, and you don't really have anything to lose by letting them know. But I think you should be prepared, diba?
Yes,
you should be prepared kung ano yung magiging outcome, kung ano yung sasagot nila, diba? So, however, if they don't reciprocate, then it's time to release those feelings. Kasi you already done your part, the ball is in their field. So, my advice is just be prepared to
kung kailangan sabihin
kung ano man yung sagot nila
for your own peace of mind, hindi sabihin mo.
And yes, kung hindi mo ka mapakali, di ba? Sabihin mo na, di ba?
Yun yung sinasabi. Kumbaga nakapaglapag ka na, no?
Yun yung sabi na rin kasi it's okay to look back on the memory, on those memories. Wala namang masama doon. Kaya lang kasi may mga ganyan ng scenario. Pwede mo namang
nagpapos harap. Nagpapos ng away.
Diba? It's affecting your current relationship. Eh di, yun nga, sabi ni RJ, harapin mo siya. And then, kung yun nga, hindi ka mapakali, ganyan, you tell it. And then, be ready nga lang. Diba? Kasi nga, baka naman, ano siya, unrequited. Chari!
Aray!
Ikaw lang yung aray! Na. Ay, din naman. Sorry! Chari! Ayan na nga eh.
So, ito na nga.
Ito na nga, yung sharing time natin.
Ito na nga.
RJ.
Okay. So, meron ba kayong totga?
Yung tanong ko kanina, nung sinabi yung totga, meron bang pumasok
agad? Natin si RJ.
Sa...
talaga.
Ako na muna yung una.
Sino una?
Ako na muna.
Ay,
kasi taray, wala.
Go.
Kasi dalawa lang naman
ay,
sila.
Ay, taray.
Baka ako.
Ang ganda kasi.
Baka ako yung top ganyan. Chari. Pero ako wala.
Most likely. Kasi for you, wala. So, wala. I guess the other
dalawa
person
lang naman
meron.
Sila. So, yung first boyfriend ko. Baka, feeling ko. Wow, feeling ko. Tapos, asawa ka na yung pangalawa. So, ikaw, Earl.
Ako wala din. Wala akong totga. Kasi, happy ako eh. So, wala, parang feeling ko lahat ng nangyari sa mga past relationship ko.
It led you to the
it
one.
It led me to this. Yeah, exactly. It led me to this. So, kaya parang feeling ko, wala akong totga. At feeling ko wala rin naman akong ako yung totga.
Wow, ako meron. Charot.
Ako confident.
Oh, okay.
Ang tatara.
Ang maganda.
And then, kasi parang one time nag-chat siya sa akin na nagsisisi daw siya dun sa decisions niya before.
Anyway. Although, meron ako isang ex na nung kinasal ako.
Oh, nag-reach out.
Nag-reach out.
Nag-post siya. Oh, nag-reach out siya. Tapos, na nagulat siya na ikinasal nga ako. Kasi, syempre, hindi naman, di ba, normal
sa Philippines.
Circle
Pilipinas.
Na kinakasal na same sex, di ba? So, kinasal ako. Tapos, nag-reach out siya. Sabi niya.
Anong sabi?
Although, hindi ko alam kasi minsan dramatic lang naman talaga yung tao na yun.
Sabi well, niya, we have the license to be, as gays, we have the license to be dramatic sometimes.
Totoo naman.
So, anyway,
anong laman nung sinabi niya sa'yo? What conversation transpired ba?
Yun lang, nag-congratulate siya na ano na pala, yung kinasal na pala ako. Tapos, sabi ko, thank you, ganyan. Sabi ko, masaya ako kasi I'm really happy naman that time. Tapos, very at peace ako sa ano. Tsaka confident naman ako na yung ex ko na yun is hindi naman kami wala naman kaming bad blood. I mean, maayos naman kaming hindi kami maayos naghiwalay. Hindi kami maayos
naghiwalay. Sure? Yung sasabihin ko nga, sure?
Hindi kami maayos naghiwalay.
Oh my God, I think Zion knows more details than me. Oh.
I mean, umayos after a while.
Umayos, so,
inayos naman. So, tapos, nag-message siya na parang, oh, wala na, ano na pala kayo, nagpakasal na pala kayo. So, wala na pala talaga. Tapos,
wow!
Ano, wala na pala talaga? Wala, ano yung wait? Oh, bigla ka sa ano yung yun. What's that like?
Ikaw lang po na pag kumasabi.
Ang tataas ang boses namin.
Wait lang, pero...
Para kami, oo.
Pero nakikinig yata siya sa atin. Joke lang. Joke lang. Para joke lang. Oh, sige, tuloy mo yan.
I can't.
Okay, sige. Sabihin ko. Pero, hanapin ko nga yung message.
Agaw, para mas accurate.
Ayoko ma-quote na biglang nag-feeling ako kung ano sinabi.
Parang ano, para ano ba yung sa, don't quote on me on that, o ganyan. Ayun ni Erlang ganun. Receipts lang po.
Sabi niya, cheers to the new year. Sabi ko, okay. Sabi ko, salamat. Sabi ko, pakisabitan na lang ako ng 5,000 pesos sa quote ko. Hindi ako ng pera.
Nagsumasayaw. Oo.
Pero sinabi ko, nagpasalamat ako na nag-reach out siya. Tapos sabi niya, I still tell the story of you till today. I have learned a lot.
Kasi ano, madly deeply in love siya.
Oh my god.
Kay Betla before, so.
So I guess he's more into you than you're into him.
I guess so. Tama ba?
Oo, parang gano'n. No. During that,
hindi ko masabi.
Sabi ko na si Earl.
Hindi ko masabi. Oh.
Bilang observer, charing.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Earl.
Marami pa siyang sinabi, pero sinabi niya. So huli, keep safe and healthy.
Baduy.
Uy, parang ako yun na. Palagi sa email, keep safe and healthy.
Hindi,
ano
sinabi niya, watch me while I slowly let go of whatever's left of you in my life.
Oh my god.
I'm happy in letting go. Pero hindi ako. Alam mo, mas
after all these years, I thought he's happy na.
Feeling ko kasi ano, baka yung last bit of memory ganun. Kasi I think he's happy naman in relationship right
now. Yeah, hindi ba? Masegue lang. Di ba he's currently have a partner naman din, di ba? He's currently partner naman.
Doon na siya nag-settle.
Baka ano lang, yung parang last bit of memory na parang, kasi diba there's finality in it kapag kinasal.
Hindi din? Ay, iba dyan? Oo. Well, siguro at least for you. At least for him, siguro nga naman na ganun. Pero, yun nga, nakagulat lang na may ganun pala.
Ako din, nasyok ako.
Feeling ko naman it's all, ano din, theatrics na parang. Parang
well, as a person,
one of us is finally parang putting officially ganyan. Kasi our relationship ni Mike is kind of ano eh, medyo marami ring dinaan ng loopholes, mga ganyan.
Oo naman, maraming lubak yan.
We should know, girl. We should know.
Kaya parang medyo yung yun nga nung kinasal, parang okay, yan parang ano na siya.
May tuldok na.
Medyo yung lahat ng mga nasa history namin parang
erased na. Oh, ayan deleted. Na pala,
ano, expunged. Pala. So finally ganun. So I would understand yung ganung messages niya, pero feeling ko baka naman si Mike ganun din sa ex niya, baka nagkaroon din sila ng ganun talk.
Oh, ayaw naman, ito kami, minsan one-on-one naming coaching before eh, napupunta lang doon. Or meeting namin, ito lang din napupunta.
Nung kinasal.
Baka oo, kasi siguro nag-reach outan. Totoo.
Especially him and his ano ex, medyo matagal din sila nung ex niya.
Ay, yun nga yung minsan nagiging laman ng coaching namin, pati meetings namin.
Yeah.
Very light lang.
Nung, medyo madumi din yung ano nila eh. Ano rin. Nung
under kami sa team niya, eh, medyo doon na pupunta yung coaching namin. Hindi din sa mga.
Ano, nag-event.
Oo. Syempre, we're just here to listen naman din. Wala naman ako mabibigay na ano, advice during that time. Hindi naman po ako ang pinakatama. So,
hindi ka pa nagpa-podcast noon.
Di ba tayo mga experts? Charot. Ayan.
Oh, Lord.
Joke lang sa expert. O, ikaw nga, so RJ.
Ikaw, RJ. Do you ito have na. A talk
Diyos ko, kailangan ko ba? Ano, I mean, I'm a disclaimer muna. Ano, I'm very personal naman with my personal life, di ba? Even though, pili ako sa chismis, ganyan. You would realize naman with close friends na hindi din naman ako ma-share din. I mean, it takes it takes really somebody special for me to open up, diba? Ng past nangyari. So, ano ba to? Diyos ko, paano ko masisimulan? Diyos ko, Lord. Kumapit po kayo. So, ano yung brief background lang naman. So, I think yung may thought ka was back in high school. So, syempre nung high school naman, I was like innocent pa, naive, diba? Basta, baklang sweet lang, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Wala bang alam. And then, I was, nag-start kasi when I got teased with this guy from, actually, ka-section ko naman din. So, wala, hindi ko pinapansin kasi nga, I was focused on my studies, diba? Mm-hmm. Mabait na, may mabait na bakla, pala-aral lang, ganyan.
Nag-design ang bulletin board.
Yes, alam mo yan, ganyan. Class secretary, charot, ganyan. And then, I guess when tinutukso ka, it grew, parang hindi siya tumitigil eh. So, the whole year, ganyan. So, when I realized suddenly, siguro I think nung summer break, that parang I was missing that kilig, di ba? Kasi, eventually, kinikilig na ako, di ba? Parang, unti-unting na-chip yung walls of defenses ko. So, kasi wala talaga naman eh. I was not looking for anything special. Parang studies lang naman talaga. So, I realized suddenly na, hey, parang I'm missing this person in fairness, ganyan. So, it grew. So, parang I was always thinking about him. Mm. And then, he keep naman, approaching. Yan mo, yung mga lindy moments, ganyan. Na he would single you out.
Ine-entertain naman.
At first, kasi nga, I was denying it eh. Kasi nga, because of, in a all-boys exclusive Catholic school, it was looked down upon and bawal, diba? Mm-hmm. So, I'm torn between reciprocating or the feelings, kumbaga. Or showing, anything towards those... Mm-hmm. Kasi it might negatively impact my studies, diba?
Yes.
My study there. Mm. So, I was torn between that.
Kick out kasi ano.
Yes. Bawal talaga. As in, bawal, diba? Mm-hmm. It was looked down upon talaga. But he kept, parang, even though hindi na kami magka-section, he would sometimes go to our section, ganyan. And then, he would ask for me, ganyan. And ako naman to, I would blush talaga. Like, para pag ako nakita nyo pag nalasing, parang gano'n. Like, una muna, sa cheeks, and then it would spread all over my face. So, halatang halata, si bakla, diba? Si badet. Nakinikilig, diba?
Si bakla.
Yeah, and then yun nga, one day, parang I suddenly realized na, hey, parang I have feelings na for this person, ganyan. But because yun nga, of the circumstances surrounding it na may threat na I might get expelled, diba?
Mm-hmm.
I was really confusing back then, diba? And when finally I tried to reciprocate or reach out naman, if you're curious what I did, is that, may tilaok ba yun? Anyway, wrote him a letter.
Sabi na nga ba
yun? Oh my God, just gala.
A letter.
Ayan na. Hindi naman. Not necessary ni naman.
Gusto ko magpatugtog ganyan. Ng Jolina magdalang ng song.
O, dali nga.
Diba? I was just explaining in that letter, if I could remember it, na parang, I'm sorry if I was like, mataray towards you. I was rebuffing his advances kasi, diba? I was rebuffing him. And I said, I'm sorry, ganyan, if you find it, if I've been mataray towards you, ganyan, and not answering you properly, ganyan. And then, siguro yung landi, I would totally admit na may landi part. It's like, I just left my number, I think sa house, dun sa letter. Ganyan.
Tumawag ba?
And then, eto na, I'll get back to it. Tapos, actually, hindi ko personally binigay. Binigay ko dun sa friend ko, naka-section niya. Kasi we're different sections na back then eh. Nung third year na kami. So, ayun nga, tanga-tanga ko, pinibigay ko. So, nalaman ng mga classroom nila. Kasi nagpa, may middleman pa ako eh, diba?
Uh-huh.
Pero I made sure I did that na magsa-summer break na. So,
okay.
Medyo tiis-tiis ng konti leading to the summer break kasi nga pag-uusapan kay, kaya biya hot topic sa school, di ba? Tapos, yun nga, during that summer, I waited and nobody called. So, I was really, really crushed back then naman, di ba? Na parang, I told myself na, yeah, it's all a joke. Like, you know, yun yung mga pa-fall na guys na once you fall, di ka naman sasaluhin. Mga ganyan. Drama-drama ko na looking back, oh my God. Like, so much drama. Like, I would cry myself to sleep every night. Ganyan.
And this was in your teens.
In my teens. So, like, 30 years. So, mga 14, 15, mga ganyan. So, pagbalik ko na nung 4th year, so, I was, ano na, resolute na naman na wala to, wala lang to, diba? Just like a joke for him. Pero he kept, you know, doing those pakilig moments.
Until,
parang, I was thinking na parang,
nabasa niya ba yung letter?
That I don't, parang inassume ko na lang din na hindi. Like, maybe he threw it away, ganyan. Like, I don't wanna, inassume ko na lang na he did it. Yun na lang.
Is he straight?
I think naman, lahat naman, di ba, sabi nga naman nila, everybody can be fluid, di ba? Especially pag puberty stage, ganyan. Pero I guess, women are more fluid daw compared to men. Pero all of us have that level of fluidity in our gender expression, in our gender, in somebody who we like, di ba? Pero, I yun nga, parang because of the circumstances surrounding it, the school, our parents, the society in general, I didn't really pursue na din. Puro nag-assume na lang ako negatively, di ba?
So, puro what ifs na lang.
Puro what ifs na lang. Kasi parang, I assume the worst. Yun na lang. I assume the worst. Kasi, wala naman eh. Parang early gave you the number, you never called, di ba? So, okay. And ang ayoko pa is, even though like we graduated high school, we went to the same college, and then we still see each other sometimes outside, ganyan, like sa work or when we
RJ, this is the go same, out to bars. This is the same person na sinasabi mo na naglalakad ka pa ng malayo para lang makita siya.
Oo, so loko-loko din po talaga ako. Yan. Kasi bakit? Sa akin, he tried to like, pag kunyari, nakalimutan niya yung math book niya, hiram siya sa akin. Hindi ka mapinapahiram. Or, parang feeling ko nga lang, pag ang may thinking is that, parang in a way, parang gusto lang niyang pahiyain ako. In a way, na some sort sick of way, na parang pag nandiyan yung madaming tao na nakatingin sa amin dalawa, he would do those para
attention.
For attention, para lang siguro.
For fun.
And he just wants to keep you around.
Para to make me blush, ganyan. Parang siguro ego boost for him, I guess, di ba? Parang gano'n. Pero pag wala naman, pag like, yun, the letter, so, di ba?
Wait, do you have a good or a bad memory of him?
Almost lahat bad. I can put it in the bad sector, walang good. Kasi parang...
So why is he the one... Why is he the thought guy?
Why is he your thought guy?
For Miss Nokom.
For me, kasi siguro if I've only been more brave enough to not be afraid of the repercussions sa school, ganyan, diba? Maybe, I don't know, diba? Yun nga, because I've always so, assumed
nga,
the worst.
It's a fantasy nga, diba?
Yung nabanggit natin
so, kanina. I chose to follow my head rather than my heart back then. Yun. And ayun nga.
Parang until now, RJ naman, you're always following your head over your...
Your vajayjay.
Over your...
Hindi din. hindi na masyado. I mean, wala. Kasi I guess... I think the experience taught me to be wiser, but yun nga, one of the good points. But I think the way it negatively impacted my perception towards love or dating is that I'm so jaded na pag ganyan. I'm so jaded. And from the experiences I went through during high school, like, I know it's a weird thing to say this out loud. I'm gay, but I'm scared talaga of straight guys din talaga. Which is like a problem, di ba? I mean, I'm so afraid to make the first move or even talk to straight men or just men in general. The fear of being, you know, rejected or being ridiculed as gay, di ba? So, yun yung I think... yung mga ano pa mga negative impacts sa I was scared to go to a crowded bathroom or CR filled with men. Dati, nung tanda ko pa na carryover ko yun ng college na pag madaming tao, I wouldn't go inside. I would look for, kahit malayo yung CR, basta wala masyadong tao. Oo, talagang dadayuhin ko siya. Because I felt uncomfortable going to a CR na full of men na... So yun yung mga pero the good side yun nga sinabi ko naman the good side it's made me stronger, 'di ba? I find more ways to look into happy relationships na hindi naman kailangan romantic with friends ganyan. Pero sometimes I have to be honest naman din na it could kind of get lonely naman din sometimes, especially when you see other people finding their special ones. Especially at night kasi dun talaga yung the loneliness strikes, especially at night when you're alone, thinking by yourself, diba? Na dun sumasalakay yung loneliness for me. So yun. So until
so hindi enough, I mean, ang family and friends. Charot. Totoo naman, totoo.
Sometimes they're released naman.
Yes.
Na talagang gusto mo rin ng ano special someone. I've been there.
And ano pa yung dapat sasabihin ko? Parang there's no timeline naman din for people to get over their thought ga or the other if they had a breakup. Talagang it's unique, it's individual, it's depende talaga yan sa person. So yeah. I guess kasi sa akin because if you know I've never found until now that special someone who would help me. I think hindi naman ako ganun ka
sa search din.
Hindi naman ako ganun ka-traumatized because of that. Even though there's a large part naman din na naapektuhan because of that. I'm still looking forward to finding that other person. Hindi naman ako yung talagang never na ganyan. And I think if I did find that special someone in my life, I think that's the final piece that would, you know,
complete you.
Pero hindi ko naman sinasabi, I'm not complete. I'm not like, you know, I'm completely happy naman din. Pero yun nga lang, there's sometimes loneliness strikes you when you least expect it, especially at night. So yun.
So kailan natin na pinpoint na that particular relationship or whatever it was that happened in our life was a totga, and how did we finally let it go? Ikaw, Zay.
Wala nga kasi akong totga, so you two can answer. Ikaw, RJ.
I think, siya yung pinaka nag-stand out. Kasi the ones that I couldn't call them relationships, just flings. And until it has the most impact in my life. And until now, I still remember the bad details about it sometimes. You know, if I'm not busy, if I'm not doing anything.
Napapasagi yung isip mo dun.
Oo, if I'm not busy with something, dun na pupunta minsan in a dark place. So, in a dark place talaga. So,
dark portal.
That qualifies for
talaga
me.
Na talaga yung portal.
That qualifies for me as the totga, that person, kumbaga.
Nakakaano na ang totga pala is sometimes, parang hindi siya magandang experience. Although, syempre, lahat ng totga siguro hindi.
Parang hindi naman talaga siya.
Hindi magandang ending kasi nga nagkahiwalay kayo, di ba? Or hindi kayo nagkatuluyan.
Pero, well, I guess yun nga, sabi naman dun sa mga unang nasabi natin, di ba? Maybe we haven't encountered that person na medyo happily looking back sa totga nila, di ba? We haven't encountered that person siguro. Or somebody who has a happy totga. But I guess there are. Hindi ba natin siguro na-encounter? We just haven't encountered those kinds of people pa lang. Pero, as far as we're concerned, it's kind of negative for me.
Dwelling upon your thought, guys, is unhealthy if it stops you from enjoying your present day the partnership, yes. Or yes, stops you exactly from seeking partnership sa case naman ni RJ, diba? Parang ganun.
Yeah, ba? So I think hindi naman, I don't qualify naman because I'm, you know, I'm not the 100% actively naman looking. Oo, hindi naman. It's just like, dumadating frogs eh. Or, I know, I'm happy naman, di ba? I mean, I'm functioning well man in society. Mm-hmm. I like to think so, di ba? Hindi naman ako yung nagkukulong lang, ganyan. Like, I'm enjoying life still. Yun nga lang. One, I guess, one part of my life lang naman that, you know, it doesn't, I don't like to look back upon lang naman. Pero yun.
I see. Ikaw, how about you, Earl?
Kasi si Earl is, you know, sinabi naman niya, completely happy na siya. So, yun yung exactly in the definition na parang, even though you have, yun nga, thought ga, you were able to overcome it, you're still living your best life, diba?
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Mm. Ako, hindi, very firm naman ang decision ko na masaya ako sa relationship ko.
Exactly. Parang ikaw yung gumagawa, you make an active decision to be happy, yes, in your current relationship.
Pero on the other side naman, kasi I have people na, I have two specific persons in mind na nasaktan ko because of this current relationship, because I chose to stay in this relationship. So, parang feeling ko, hindi ko masasabing totga nila ako kasi, di ba, I can't speak for them. Mm. Tapos, pwede namang I'm just part of their history, hindi naman talaga totga. Pero, ano, yung being on the other side of spectrum of this totga issue, yung umalis, mm-mm, yung ikaw yung totga, for example, ha, hindi ko sinasabing ako yun. Ano siya, medyo malungkot siyang dalhin kasi parang ikaw yung nakasakit ng isang tao, tapos parang nakaka-guilty, yun pala yung term, nakaka-guilty, na parang nakasakit ka, tapos parang hindi mo rin, although masasabi mo namang hindi, alam mo namang hindi mag-work, kasi at that time, it was the best decision. Tapos it turned out naman na a good decision for me, right?
Yes.
Kasi okay naman kami. Pero nakaka-guilty siya kasi parang alam mo nakasakit ka ng tao. Tapos, although you tried to make amend, naayos mo naman yun, you know naman that those people are well and they're happy right now. Nakakaano pa rin na, although hindi ka na masabing guilty na ako, pero nag-guilty ako ng matagal na panahon.
Looking back.
Matagal na panahon na parang, ayoko ng part ng buhay ko na yun na nakasakit ko ng ibang tao, na parang you broke someone's heart and you kind of crushed them, tapos yun, parang mabigat siya ng dali, that torch.
Naisip ko kasi nga ako kasi sinabi, parang thought ga na rin kasi sinabihan ako na nag-wish.
Kala ko ba wala? Charot.
Hindi, yung other person na nagsabi sa akin. Kaya ako nasabi na ako yung totga niya.
Ikaw yung si totga.
Oo. So, kasi sinabi niya sa akin na sayang, sana ako na lang. Parang ganun. So, ang iniisip ko naman is si ate girl, if happy sila. Parang ganun. Yun yung naiisip ko. Kasi ako yung nasaktan dun sa una. And then, siya yung, ako yung umalis. And then, napanagpuan ko yung asawa ko, ba? Diba? So, nung nakikita niya akong happy, nag-reach out din siya. Eh, siya naman yung unang
pinasal. Anong sinabi?
Yun nga yung sinabi niya. Kasi parang rocky yung relationship nila, ganyan. So, nag-reach out siya minsan. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang, iniisip ko tuloy kung totally or completely happy ba siya sa mga decisions na ginawa niya sa buhay. But I'm wishing him well. I mean, happiness, ganyan. Kasi May feeling kasi
ako
na hindi.
Sabi ni Zaya, mas nauna daw ang nagpakasal.
Nagdating ako ng kasal niya.
Taray!
Oh, how was the wedding? Charot.
May fireworks ba? Katulad na sa'yo.
Wala.
Feeling ko. Correct ako. Pero ang weird. So, you broke up happily, I guess? Tama ba? So kasi first, he invited you to the wedding eh. Oo.
Kasi ano ba yan? Baka kasi
or na-settle na lang along the way.
Na-settle na lang.
Okay na lang.
Ako naman kasi is mabilis, maayos kausap. Kahit na ako yung iniwan at nasaktan. Charing!
Taray! Ay,
kasi I'm happy. I'm totally ganon. Happy naman kasi. I'm fine. I'm completely happy with my current. I'm with my husband, with my family. So, parang... Walang-walang
anong masasabi niyo na lang sa mga kunwari may totga or yung ikaw yung totga at ikaw RJ, what can you say to those people na parang they think that they have a totga?
Ay, ready ako dyan.
Go, alam ko yan. Ayan na nga po yung inihintay natin.
Anong sasabihin mo sa sarili mo kunwari ikaw yun?
They say that time heals all wounds. Yes. They're lying. Ang sinungaling yung mga yan. Some wounds would never heal. Let's be honest, di ba? Like when somebody dies or when one of your parents walks out the door, never to return. Or when someone cheats on you, abandons you, or even violates you, di ba? You lie in bed for days, you won't pick up the phone, you would answer it, you start asking yourself, what could have you done different, diba? We all went through that. Now, you can wait for time to heal your wounds, or you can decide that you don't need to be healed because fuck them, these wounds want to stick around. You tell them, here today, stay. Because you're going to find the courage to laugh again with the hurt. You're going to find the power to love again with the hurt. And one of these days, you're going to realize that they don't hurt so bad anymore. Not because time healed them, okay? Mm-hmm. Or even because you healed them, but because you found the strength to live with those wounds that you bear.
Oh, Lali.
And just like those wounds that won't go away, the strength you found to bear them won't go away also.
So the podcast, you know, hello.
So, di ba? Kasi narinig natin yan na parang time heals all wounds. No. You found the strength to bear. Yes, you found the strength to bear those wounds. And you'll find the strength to love again with those wounds that will make your next relationship even better and hopefully would be the one. Mm-hmm. O, di ba?
Taray.
Kama ka dyan. Maganda yung diba? Sinabi mo na yun, na parang ano, bigla kong na ano na parang totga
and
the
friends.
Pain of losing someone is almost the same. Parang,
diba?
Kasi kunwari, namatayan ka, it's also the same eh. There's also that what if na parang, what if, kunwari, namatay
buhay
siya.
Pa siya.
Oo,
diba?
What if buhay pa siya? What if
hindi siya nagka-cancer?
To, na-extend ko ba yung buhay niya? Ganun. So parang, yeah, totga is something like that. And if you dwell on that fantasy na mga what if or mga ganun, mahihirapan ka lang lalo eh. Diba? Parang lalo ka lang yung malulungkot kasi wala ka na magagawa. So, yeah, it's easy to just let it go and just live with the fact that this happened and you have to move on.
So, yun.
Meron akong ano, meron akong gustong i-share. Asan ba yun? Yung sa Instagram ko.
Ready to, din, oh, si Earl. Oh.
Hindi.
Ako, Zai, ready ka na.
Charot.
Hindi naman to about letting, hindi naman to about totga, pero about letting go nga of something painful. Kasi I lost my grandmother noong 2018.
Tapos, I remember. Parang, na-meet namin si Earl, di ba, sa Bulacan.
Na-meet niya siya. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang, ano doon, yun yung parang medyo, yun yung adult na ako na namatayan ako. Yung parang matanda na ako. Ganyan, kasi 30-something ako noon. The last time kasi I lost someone dear to me was when I was
fresh
in college.
From college.
So, bata pa ako nun.
Mm-mm.
Yung father ko. Uh-oh. So, this time, yung inang ko, matanda na ako. So, parang iba na yung pag-iisip ko. Tapos, yung sinabi ko nun, pinost ko to sa Instagram ko kasi gusto ko siyang maalala. Tapos sabi ko, my heart is heavy and I am tired and I am deeply sad. I am posting this to remind myself that I am feeling the loss because I felt the warm love of my grandmother. That I am fortunate to have reached this age and had my Lola whenever I feel like talking to her and just updating her from what's up with life.
Mm-mm.
From now on, I will welcome grief with a longing heart to help me remember this day. So parang, winelcome ko lang yung lungkot na parang, it's a part of me now.
Yes, parang, exactly.
Ayun. So parang feeling ko yun yung sinasabi mo, RJ, no?
Kasi parang yung iba, it parang sinasabi nila parang yung thought ga, parang in-invalidate nila minsan yung nararamdaman mo. Eh, hindi naman naging kayo eh. Bakit ganyan ka, diba? Why are you still holding on? Pero diba parang now that we realize it, parang what you're feeling is valid. Hindi, nobody could invalidate that na what you're going through makes you sad, diba? You have to own up to it. Hindi kailangan at sino sabi. Kasi because sometimes may isip naman din like for me na... Diba, may thought ga ako, parang I could hear my friends say na, bakit ganyan ka apektado, hindi naman naging kayo, diba? And for the longest time, I believe that, diba? For the longest
pero kasi
time,
diba, oh, it's happening, ganito nararamdaman. You're feeling it, the sadness, the loneliness, yeah. So it's valid.
Oo. So, don't let anybody say to it, na hindi yung totoo, that invalidates your feelings. Pero, what I think you should do about it is to accept it. And, you know, hindi naman sa move on, kasi iba, kinukompleto, invalid, yun nga, in-invalidate nila, is to accept it. It's become a part of who you are. It's, pinagdaanan mo yan. And I think the best for you is to, you know, to move on, even though you have those scars, or those, you know, mga sad memories na pinagdaanan mo, and hopefully you'll come out on the other side stronger and wiser. Yun lang yung masasabi ko, diba?
Yeah. Yung thought nga kasi, it's real and it's okay to harbor that crush or that longingness as long as it doesn't stop you from seeking out future love. So in the meantime, you focus
or
on yourself.
Living the best life, yes. Diba? Yeah,
tsaka focus kasi on iba masyadong... cultivating self-love and growth sa sarili mo, diba? And remind yourself that you are worthy of love, RJ. And you deserve a healthy relationship. Darating din yan. Capit
na. As in, na-realize ko din yun na, ayun nga, na parang medyo negative kasi yung tingin natin about yung sa mga thought. Yung tingin natin, di ba? Na parang, why up until now you're so hung up, sometimes you're hung up on that person, di ba? Parang, they don't understand it. Kasi, I guess yun nga, that's the ano na parang, I went through that eh. Bakit nyo i-deny, diba? That I felt those emotions. Those are real emotions back then. Diba? So, it's up to you on how to deal with those na lang. And yun nga.
So, sa others, let's also be sensitive din, no? Sa feelings nung iba.
Hoy, bakit hindi natin maipasok yung communication is the key?
O, hindi ko naisip yan.
Ano, eh, kasi first nga, episode natin ito, hindi mapapasok.
I guess yung sinabi ni, nung sa, when we're talking about that, diba, doon sa mga unang spills, diba, if you find the strength, if hindi naman siguro negatively would impact somebody else, isabi niya nga is confront it, diba? Face it head on.
Umamin ka. Umamin ka and be ready if it's unrequited. Okay. Ayun, diba? Napasok pa din. Huwag ka mag-alala.
Napasok naman din. go mo yung Zyka. But I guess for me, kasi wala na from the last time I heard from that person, because I don't actively search for him.
Is he married na ba?
I think so, married yeah. Na. Married na. So, I think those are the signs naman din to stop, diba? Pero, yun nga, don't invalidate those feelings that you went through, diba? It's okay to be sad sometimes. It's okay not to be okay, guys. Remember
may
that.
Charing.
Oo, pero yun nga, don't let it control your whole life naman.
Pero last question, are you still harboring those feelings for him? Hindi na.
Hindi na romantic feelings eh, na parang sadness.
Gano'n na lang.
Hindi siya nostalgic kasi nakakasad. Nakakasad. So, as much as possible talaga, I don't want to dwell actively talaga. I don't actively want to dwell on those. Pero talagang once in a blue moon talaga. Talaga sumasapi minsan yung bad juju. Like it. Siguro if you watch something on a television or a movie ganyan or if you hear a song, you can't help it eh kasi it became a part of your life, 'di ba? So hindi mo maiiwasan minsan na malungkot. Pero hindi na yung romantically I'm hoping because as far as I know, he has kids, he's married. So, diba, I think, get a hit, diba? Get a hit.
Hindi, tsaka nun ngang bata kayo, ano eh. Nung, actually, nung nag-college kayo, nung nawala na kayo dun sa school na yun, diba? Kung merong chance.
Magkasimdi kami na college, just ka, Lord.
Ay, ayun nga, exactly. Kung merong chance nung college kayo, it should have happened. Kaso hindi. So,
yeah, we still sometimes saw outside, like, I think for one point in my life, we also have the same office building. Mm-hmm. So, minsan we encounter outside in the same restaurant, ganyan. So,
he was really there for a long time. I understand.
Parang I don't want, minsan talaga coincidence, I guess, na we're in the same place, ganyan. Pero, it's, ayoko naman din na kasi nga, medyo masakit lang looking back talaga. I won't deny it, nasaktan naman din talaga ako, diba? So, one thing I would like to share one time, like, I think it was during holidays. Siguro, I was still, I think, in college, ganyan. I was able to get his mobile number. Binigay nung,
yes,
ano namin, one of common friends, I guess, ganyan. So, I texted, greetings na, happy holidays. Tapos nag-reply siya, like, sabi niya, oh, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, ganyan, generic. Who's this? Sabi ko, RJ, ganyan. Sabi niya, parang ang reply niya is like RJ, nakakilala niya yata. It's not me. May kilala siyang ibang RJ. And I never texted back na din. Sabi ko, girl, take a hit. Ganyan. I was so sad. I remember that, we're driving back home kasi nag-Christmas kami sa Batangas, sa province. And we're going back to Manila when yung tinext ko siya. And I was like, kung pwede lang humagulhol sa kotse. Humagulhol na ako. Pero I can't kasi nga, di ba?
May mga tao.
May mga iba. Oh, yeah, my parents, my relatives are in the car. Ano nangyayari dito? So, nahirap. Yung parang, you can't outwardly tell, diba, because of yun nga, the many circumstances surrounding being gay, diba, having relationships like that, na bawal, diba, or society itself, na I can't really talk or share it to someone, like, close, like, sa family. And I guess nahiya naman din ako back then to tell my close friends, ganyan, of, you know, so, kala lang ng ibang tao, yun nga na, I'm very strong, ganyan. Pero I have my weak moments naman din. Pero I don't like to share. Kasi nga, yun yung maling thinking natin before na parang you're not supposed to be sad. Na it's not okay. It's not okay not to be okay. Which is ngayon ko lang naman, recently ko lang naman din alaman na it's okay not to be okay. Ganon.
Ha, Garji, darating din yan.
Kahit hindi. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
pero darating.
I'm still hoping, diba? Pero I guess I have to be honest naman din with myself. I'm slowly accepting the fact na baka nga hindi, diba? And I think naman it prepared me, diba, being an only child din naman. So I think that's already a preparing ground for me. I'll never know. Pero yeah. I'm still hoping.
Life is so tricky. So we'll never know. We'll find out.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, thank you so much for sharing, RJ, our guest for today. Kasi daming sinabi ni RJ. Nagmukhang guest.
Dami hugat eh, di ba? Hugat.
Okay lang yan.
Any last words for the thought niya? Oh, I think yun na yun, no?
Dami na yun. Haba ulit.
Okay na yun.
Sabi ko na, fuck you. Fuck you, okay? I'm living my best life.
Sige. Final words na lang for anyone about Totga.
Right. Si Zai, anong gusto mo sabihin doon sa other person na yun? Parting words, kumbaga.
I hope he's happy with all the decisions na ginagawa niya.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, ikaw RJ, yun yung gusto kong marinig eh. Yung, ay hindi, ikaw muna Earl. Ay, wala.
Ako.
Oh, go, ikaw muna. Last natin si RJ.
Alam kong masaya ka, so masaya din ako para sa'yo.
Ayun.
Go, RJ.
Fuck you.
I love
you. Ako din. Yeah, fuck you ko din siya. Ay, kasi
Pwede ka na din.
Diba? Parang, nasaktan ako eh. Ba't naman ako magiging happy for you? No, I just gotta be real with myself. Fuck you, okay?
Ito na, RJ, ako may message ako sa'yo.
Slaps you in the face. Oo, ganun. Fuck you, bitch. Oh, diba? Oh.
True. Ayun. So, that's it.
Wait lang, sabi
na
kay RJ. RJ, ano? Valid yung nararamdaman mo. Don't invalidate those feelings.
Yes. I've learned naman din. Recently lang naman din. Na yun nga. Na it's okay. Mm.
Yes.
Parang feeling ko alam na naman ni RJ.
Yeah.
Yes, girl. I wouldn't be this fabulous if I can.
Oh, ayan na. Tara na nga. I-end na natin to. Ayan na siya. Back to normal.
So, that's it for today's episode. If you like our show, please see our link via linktr.ee/35 and off for our social media accounts. And you can also listen to our previous episodes sa mga sasabihin ni RJ.
Yeah, so you can also listen to us via Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen your podcast to, except sa kanya. Charot. And if you have time, please give us a 5-star review sa Apple Podcasts and please turn on your notifications.
Siya ng podcast natin.
One
oh my
lang
God. Nag-iwan siya ng review dahil siniraan niya tayo. Siniraan natin siya. Charot.
Okay lang.
Fucking niya. Ibablock ko siya. So, please turn on your notifications and alerts so that you'll know when we have a new episode for that week.
Yes, and actually, if you have thought galin sa buhay nyo, share nyo naman yung experiences nyo, stories nyo, and join our conversation by using our hashtag 35andUpPodcast. If you want to remain anonymous, you can also send us questions and messages via Curious Cat. Salamat muli. We are your host.
My name is Earl.
My name is RJ.
And my name is Zai. At ito ang inyong pambansang After 30s podcast. This is
35
and up.
And up.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.
And healthy.
And healthy, everyone. Yes. Alam mo yan. Bye. Health is wealth. Bye-bye.